Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio. All right.
Nice.
That feels official. All right, here we are. So
that feels good.
You know, I was just thinking, we've been doing this crazy show for over 10 years, and even the very first time we did our show, this never happened.
No. I was in the same room.
Yeah.
So it was a little more difficult to have like a problem of this magnitude.
Yeah.
But we did have problems.
Yeah, we had our
not
own little problems.
There have
no.
been no problems before.
And we've been doing this during the pandemic and no issues. So I don't know. Anyways,
definitely
not rebooting definitely. Before our show. That's rule. That's not what you're supposed to do.
Don't do that.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's not what you're supposed to do. Don't do that.
I don't know. I can't get the audio from
anyways. That's so weird. Yeah, I was talking.
No.
Because for a while, I think it was picking up a little bit of my audio, but Eve said it was low.
I have no idea. I thought I had everything
so
set.
I was talking. All right, well, let's start the show.
All right, I'm going to press this button then.
This is the Aaron Kim K Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, motherfucker.
Hello.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Well, you want a woo-woo? It's that woo-woo. You know what I'm saying? Oh boy, now we're gonna have fun.
Yeah, baby.
Johnny J on the Derek and K Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful K and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and K Show.
Party time?
Oh, yeah, it's party time. Oh, my gosh. We are broadcasting live from Boston in a Boston suburb. This is episode 378, I believe. Is that right, Kay? I don't even know.
Yeah.
It is January 17th, 2021. And we're over a quarter million listens and growing.
Holy f***.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
And my name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet.
And over there on the phone tonight, we have Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Thank you. The Derek K Show can be found at dkpodcast.com.
Yeah.
So that's a fun thing. Also, we're on the social medias if you want to find us. We're available. And also, if you want to talk to us when we're live tonight, you can dial, just like I did, to actually be on the show at 661-467-2416. And you can scroll down and be with us in the chat room and hang out with us. And type your misgivings or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, why isn't the show happening? All this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Why isn't it silent? All that stuff. So, you know, just let us know and we'll be happy to, you know, hear out your grievances. It's like Festivus for the rest of us every day here on the Derek.
I want that. Yeah. something like that, right?
So that's the thing, yeah. So I hope everybody's having a great Sunday. It is 3 weeks till the end of orange rain.
Woo-hoo!
And that's rain
with
like a spelled R-E-I-G.
Cha-cha-cha.
N? Did I spell that right?
I have no idea. I'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah, you're not... You're not.
No. You don't want to.
You're not a super speller.
No, that's definitely one of my weak points.
But but I think that was correct. Anyway, So we have three more sleeps till Biden.
Oh, that's an interesting way of putting it. I haven't thought about that. Now, did I hear correctly? Maybe I had the radio quiet, but there's going to be a national anthem, and is that going to be by Lady Gaga? Is that for? Am I making this up, or is that actually happening?
I actually do not know.
That's pretty crazy.
I do not know.
Yeah.
Is that real? Is that just a rumor?
I don't know if that's real or a rumor, but I'm sure we could look that up. But I thought, you know, because
I mean, not that I care who's performing there.
No, it's just.
But I guess it's pretty cool.
You know, because she's done like Super Bowls and things like that. It's kind of a big event.
It is. Well, it's a huge event. It's probably like it's the biggest event of the year, and I hope that it's going to be a safe event.
Yes. Safety first
for everyone,
and sadly this is not going to be a big event where everyone can be out and viewing, because that can't happen.
No, because of many reasons. We got COVID-19, and we got mm-hmm. the crazies out.
Yeah, we can't do that. Yeah,
I mean, can't have with the crazies, can't with the COVID-19. So unfortunately,
nope. Yep,
that's where we are right now. Loving it. So that's what we have to deal with. But anyway, I hope it'll be great. I hope it'll be festive. I hope we'll be able to see everything go off without a hitch.
Yeah.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't slightly worried.
I know.
But you know what?
I feel that way too.
Fine.
Yep.
It's going to be all good.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's all going down Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Three more sleeps.
Three more sleeps. I like that. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how are you doing this fine mid-January day, Derek?
Wow. Thank you. It is a long weekend. So things are good there.
Right.
Just making the most of it, really. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw your Taco Tuesday picture again on Facebook. I do think it's the same picture every time. You can't convince me that it's different.
If you looked closely, we've taken different angles.
I see the same picture on Facebook of the same, like, I see the same margaritas,
yeah,
nachos, and tacos.
So,
every single Tuesday.
Okay. So, the margarita and the nachos are just about the same every week. That rarely changes, but if you notice, we've had mm-hmm. you know, friend downstairs, and then like there was different you know, there was a girlfriend before, and then there wasn't, so you can tell it's different, and we've tried to take a different angle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty soon you'll see the Christmas decorations down. Those are still up. It's just a matter of time before it's going to be very different. We take Taco Tuesday very seriously. You know, you got the mariachi music.
You do.
Or ranchero, I think is the right word. Right? I don't even know.
Ranchero music?
Yeah, that's our playlist that goes on for Taco Tuesday.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It's a big event. You know, it's Taco Tuesday.
Well, I mean, it looks pretty fun. Mm. I'm going to give it to you. It looks very
okay.
fun.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Looks very fun. But I swear, it does look like the same picture every time.
Well, we're interested to look at a year of it and see, you know, if there are differences. You know, in the summer, we were outside. We had a few Taco Tuesdays outside. Yep.
Okay. All right. I haven't seen those.
Okay.
Or I don't remember what they look like. But, you know, the ones at least from like November, December, January.
Mm-hmm.
Looking very suspiciously similar.
Well, so next time I'll take a next time we take a photo, I'll hold up what's the thing that people do, today's newspaper with a date,
the calendar picture,
the calendar,
yeah, today's newspaper, yeah, just to prove that it's a different day.
Maybe I'll hold up a piece of paper and say the date and say, "Okay, this is actually next week."
There you go. I approve of that.
All right,
I approve.
Yeah. What else is big news?
Anything else going on?
I got the shot, which I was very excited about.
Oh, that's right. I saw also on the Book of Faith.
Yep.
That you got a COVID-19 vaccine. I'm very jealous.
Yeah, it's a rare thing, I guess, to get one of those. But luckily, I work in healthcare. I guess like I said in the post, like I feel like so many other people should have been before me. Like I would say, parents should be first. I mean, I'm not really out in the public, but I just go in the office like one day a week. But I'm very grateful to have it, and it really, as I was sitting there, it felt so many thoughts and feelings, like an historical time to like, oh, this is going to be, the beginning of the end, and all the people I know are going to be getting this soon, and like things could be normal sooner than, because you never knew when like things are going to, I don't know, it just, all year we're just like, when's this going to end? Unfortunately, I had to think of all the people that died, it's sad. But I'm very, very grateful, very fortunate. And I can't wait to more people get it. Should be good. It was just like the flu shot. I got a light headache that night, but no big deal. Take a couple Advil.
Oh, but don't you got to get another one, like a booster?
Yep, there's another one in 3 weeks.
Wow.
We'll see how that goes. But,
Do you even know which one you got?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the...
aren't there like three of them?
I got the Pfizer one.
You got the Pfizer.
Yep. So I don't know. I guess that's, what do they say? It's like 95%. I mean, we still got to do all the things, we still got to mask up. There's no changing of things because you never know. And you got to be safe. But yeah, that was a big, historic moment. I thought beginning of the end,
huge.
Of getting things back to normal.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I don't think,
Hopefully. I
know people are
for things to go back to normal eventually.
Film chat says he wants the Moderna one. The thing is, I don't think you get, well, at this stage of the game, I don't think you get to choose. Like I wasn't asking like, oh, which one do we have here? Like, I'm just like, yeah, this is great. Let's get this done.
Yeah. This is great. Yeah, let's get one.
I don't think you really
get one in.
When you're going to be faced with it, I don't know if you're going to have the decision. But yeah,
definitely.
It's great that there are multiple
ones. Get
whatever
one your hospital has.
Mm-hmm. Get it done.
I love that there are multiple ones.
Yeah, it's good.
The one that Johnson & Johnson's coming out with is Johnson & Johnson.
I think I've heard that. Yep.
It's a one shot deal.
One and done. Yep.
One and done.
That's great. I don't like getting shots, so that would appeal to me. Yeah. Because that arm does hurt.
Yeah, I don't mind them.
You don't mind them? You're good with the shots?
It does hurt the arm.
Huh?
No, I don't mind them. I mean, the vaccine does hurt the arm a little bit.
It really does. The next day? Oh, my gosh.
Arm soreness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No push-ups for a few days.
It makes you feel like somebody punched you.
Oh, yeah. It smarts.
I hate it. Yeah, but I mean, it only hurts for a few days, I guess, and then you're fine. So, but I'm hoping that they get as many out as possible. But I'm hoping that they, there's all kinds of problems. There's people going to like different states to get it.
Really?
But then they have to get a second one. Yes, there's people doing they're calling it vaccine tourism.
What? This is crazy.
Because there are certain states that are letting people just line up and get it, right? If you like first come, first serve. So it's like, I think New York is one of them where you can get one if you can get it.
Really? But
right?
But how do you get get the second one?
I don't see. That's where the people are having the difficulty. So I don't know if that's the best idea.
And I'm pretty sure.
I would wait for your doctor to give it to you.
Yeah. I know there's lots of different talks about how it's going to, be administered. Like they're going to have like drive-up situations or I think you need a lot of space, though. That's one thing I've heard from the hospital talk that like CVS, that kind of thing's not going to work because you got to sit and wait for 15 minutes. Actually, the directions say you need to be there for 15 to 30 minutes. But at the hospital.
Yeah, because you could have a reaction or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how they're going to do that. I mean, I mean, wouldn't it be, couldn't they have like a car thing? You know, wouldn't that be
drive
good?
Up? Yeah.
Think of a big parking lot.
Yeah, drive up situation.
You know? You could drive up.
Yep.
Then you could pull over, wait like at McDonald's when they don't have your order ready in time.
It's a different kind
over of. Over to the waiting spot.
Yeah, I'll have the apple pie. Yep.
Oh, we don't have any apple pies. You're going to have to pull over there and wait.
Oh, gosh. Can I just get the shot then and get that over with? Well, and you know, you got the left arm exposed. I mean, if you are driving a left car, that usually works for most people, right? Because that's where I had it done. I don't want the right.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely would like the left rather than the right. But mm-hmm. you know, whatever. I'll take any arm.
Right. Just you know? Get it done.
Any arm. Get it done.
So what's happening with you? What's new in Kay's world?
Nothing new over here, just chilling, doing some work. Seems to be like never ending. I got some cool lights for my desk today that I just installed.
I wish I could see them.
Well, they have soft warm temperature light that you saw for like, you know, I guess a couple minutes before I dialed off of Skype. Although I guess in theory I could probably just dial in Skype and you can see me.
That's true. That I'm pretty sure I could work that without any. Yeah, I just can't get the audio.
That could be the move. Is it? Well, what happened when the audio failed last time?
I just plugged in this USB audio thing and it worked. Yeah, which I've tried doing a few times now and it didn't work.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I don't know. Maybe I have to get a new device.
That's something we could maybe like try to fix it during the break or something, but that's not happening.
I don't know if I want to deal with it because I can't. And I'm using everything else. I'm using one audio output for the recording and one if anyone's listening live. So I'm out of audio devices. Maybe I have to get a new one. Oh. Maybe I'll just get a new one. Frig it. But if you want to open up the thing,
I think that might be the move.
And we'll have like delayed. We could do it that way.
Yeah, I mean I mean I'm open.
I got it open right now.
I'm using the phone. Yeah, here we go. We'll do a little. I mean, you guys can't see us.
Watch it work. Actually, wouldn't that be interesting? Watch the audio come through now. All of a sudden,
it would be amazing if it worked. It would be so amazing. Does it work? Or
I don't think it's working now. Because we hear some.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, but I see the delay now, and that's really weird.
Yeah. It's super weird. I'm gonna turn down the audio on Skype because now I can.
Yeah, show me the lights.
Because now I got double audio.
Then this is going to be really good for people listening. So this is a new lights you up. Yeah,
it's lighting me. Yeah,
it looks really good. I like that.
Thank you.
It's no.
They have a nice soft light.
What do they call that? There's no hot spots or you know. I moved some of my lights because I had like a shiny thing on my forehead. And you don't want something like that.
Right.
You want like
No, this is nice, easily diffused light. Yeah.
Looks really good.
I'm trying to figure out how I can turn down one of these audio sources so that I don't hear you twice.
Oh, no.
Because now that's the problem.
Yeah, I have no problem with that on my end because it's not working. So I'm just seeing the delay. Anyways. Yeah.
If I turned on the audio on my computer, do I still hear it on my phone? Let's see.
This is super weird.
Oh, that didn't work.
I'm going to totally figure out something for next week because this is ridiculous. So we got an interesting tip from silent producer Eve.
Oh, what's the tip?
Well, he was talking about a guest that we had 7 years ago, Melissa Moore.
Oh, right.
And wow, that was fascinating. A good, I was actually listening a little bit of her episode before we went live, and we watched the Netflix show that he's talking about, which is with Nicolas Cage, The History of Swearing, which is pretty great. And it's perfect for her to be on because this is exactly what she's talking about.
It is perfect for her.
And the book, I didn't realize, going back to the episode, this is 7 years ago, episode 122 for us. She was actually in studio.
I can't believe that was 7 years ago.
She was in studio. Like, she was... For some reason, I didn't remember that, but listening, she was obviously there. That was, wow. It was a lot of fun. I think she was a great guest, and that was just fascinating to hear some of the things that she would say. I like this clip. We had this one. We used to play this in the show open, but this one clip here that she...
He's kind of being by the woman in his mouth. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
And I like that we're like, yeah, that's interesting. right. It's kind of like she's talking about these things like... academic, and swearing, and it's fun. I thought she was a great guest, and that show, I'd be interested to watch more episodes of that on Netflix with Nicolas Cage.
So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, we had a guest on the show 7 years ago who wrote a book about the history of swearing, and now Netflix has a show about the history of swearing, and I can't believe that I saw her on it. Well, I believe it because she wrote a book on it. But we had her on our show 7 years ago in studio, and she was very, very fun.
Yeah, she was really great. That was really cool to see her on the show. Did we have her on more than once?
I think we had her on. It was just once.
Okay. Because I didn't know. That was really cool. I wonder if we can reach out to her or something. But I'm glad that they found her. I linked up because that's obviously... the right person for that. And they had a lot of comedians too. It's a funny show. If you haven't seen it, I think it's a good one to check out. Also made me think,
it's so fun.
Did you tell our friend Sarah about this? Because I thought of her right away.
Yes. And then she didn't seem very enthusiastic about it. And I was really disappointed.
Isn't she a fan of Nicolas Cage too? Or Nick Cage?
I thought so. Yeah. I don't know. Nick Cage, I mean, he's great in it. And she was like, maybe I'll kick you out. No?
Oh, I miss Sarah. I love when people do the impression of Sarah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Look at the cat is about to...
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
For these jalapenos. I love that.
Oh, boy. That's when we had Theo, Theo the Kitty, which basically on the show and on the bar where we used to do the show. And listening back to this episode 7 years ago, we had a cat incident with Carly. She crashed. There's we're like, oh, my gosh, the cat. It's she was all over the place. It was kind of funny to hear that. Now we don't really have that problem. But.
I don't remember when that was.
Yeah. Yep. It's she caused a big ruckus. I don't know what.
I need to be reminded of which episode that was because we've done so many episodes.
Yeah. I was maybe almost 40 minutes in. I didn't get to listen to the whole interview with Melissa. I was hoping to do that before we're broadcasting, but it's episode 122 and OMFG. It's Melissa Moore. And it's funny that
that's the best title.
Yeah, I think you came up with that one. And it's an explicit episode. We wanted to make sure that we told people about that. And we have big red letters warning adult language and subject matter.
Nice. It was one of the few episodes where we just let loose,
Yeah, it's definitely funny to listen back on that one. It's a long time ago.
Well, my favorite thing was the whole episode on the word fuck. Because it is a really versatile curse word.
You mean, are you talking about the Netflix one? The whole episode? Yeah. That's the one, I think that's the first one, right? That's the one we watched today. That's the
first
only one we saw, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was loving it, because I was like, you can use it for anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, good and bad.
It's good and bad, positive, it's all how you put it. And I like, I don't remember who, there's a few comedians in there, but I like the one that was, she put it in such a funny way, but she said something like, don't use it just to use it. Use it when you mean it. You know, it was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. That was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't just say fuck just to say it. You gotta say it with passion, you mm-hmm. know?
And,
it's actually my favorite one. It's my favorite curse word.
Yeah, it's good. I do like it.
It's my favorite. Uh-oh, the History of English podcast has a fun swearing episode, as well as a great look at the Canterbury Tales.
Oh, yeah. I read that in high school.
I might want to check that out. I like the that sounds like something I would definitely get behind.
Yeah.
I could get behind that.
You should check that out.
Check that shit out. By the way, Margaret.
Yeah.
I got your Animal Crossing presents, and I wanted to say thank you. I still have a couple I haven't opened yet, but thank you very, very much. I'll be sending you a DM on the Twitter.
Wow.
Margaret sent me some presents in Animal Crossing.
Now, I have to ask, is this like a virtual gift, or is this like something you actually received?
It's a virtual gift.
Oh, okay.
She sent me a pink toilet. Most of all, that was the best one. The best one was the pink toilet.
Nice.
It's an automatic toilet where it opens when you walk by it. It's pretty amazing.
Is this kind of the equivalent of what you want in real life? That, you know, the one that sings to you and
not really. I mean, they don't have that in Animal Crossing, although that would be epic if they did.
Uh-huh.
If they had like the toilet that makes it like this. If they brought out an item that was like a Japanese smart toilet where it like played a song when you sat on it, and then like had the day action after you got off of it, it would be so great. I would love that.
Yeah, and there's of course, but those are self-cleaning. You know, we've talked about that before on the show.
Self-cleaning?
Aren't they?
Or like butt cleaning?
Well, both. I think they clean your butt and the toilet cleans itself and all that stuff.
I don't know if they clean themselves. She sent me a bidet and it says, Merry Christmas, wash your ass.
Oh, isn't that sweet? That's special. You've got a lot of good fans. I like that.
Yeah, there's a bidet in Animal Crossing that you can put in your Animal Crossing virtual bathroom.
I love a bidet. Once I feel like it's sad without one.
I know you love a bidet.
Yeah.
You love a good, but your bidet squirts out like some cold ass water.
No, we got hot and cold. Yep, I hitched up hot and cold to it.
But doesn't it start out cold every time?
Well, it does. It does, unless if you really are like wanting the warm, you got to run like your sink for a little bit. Or you could run it, or it's got a male setting, female setting, and then like a clean setting. So you could, if you wanted to, just run it a little bit, not on you, and then put it on the female, and then you could get hit with nice warm water. But you know what?
Between the male and female settings?
It just adjusts where it hits you a little bit.
My question.
Woman.
Why is there a male setting?
Well, let me just put it this way, that the male setting is not going up front, if you know what I'm saying.
And there's your vagina.
Yeah, but isn't... Okay, I can understand. Here's what I don't understand, okay? I can understand if there's like a vagina setting where it washes up your booter,
yeah.
Right? But isn't the male setting... Shouldn't that just wash... Like the butt? Shouldn't that just be like an everyday setting for everyone?
Well,
like there should be a female setting and also like an everybody else setting.
Yeah.
A female setting and a butt setting. How about that?
Well, yeah, it should be that, or it should be, you know, vagina ass. Like, maybe that would be more obvious.
Yes. There it is.
And there's your vagina.
There it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm not biologically male, but I do have a butt that needs to be washed. And I shouldn't have to press the male button in order to get there.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's a really good point. Yeah. That's right. We all want our butt to be washed. We all do. Yep. Male or female. Or
the soup is ready, so now we're talking about butt water.
Yeah. Good talk while eating. That's not our fault.
A good butt wash, you know? It's great.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Sure.
That's why I like a wet wipe, too. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. you just got to freshen up a little bit back there.
Yeah. It's all good.
Good. Yeah. Good time. Keep it clean. Keep it clean. Keep it fresh.
Yep. Keep it. Oh, yeah. Sure. Wow.
Keep it fresh. Keep it moving. Keep it clean.
Yeah.
She gets some butter up in there.
Get some butter up in there.
No. That's a different thing. Yep.
Really? I would get, you know what? I don't eat a lot of butter.
Yeah.
But my husband eats a lot of butter. He loves butter.
Oh, I love butter. Yeah.
He uses so much butter. You love butter?
Yeah.
What do you do with butter?
Well, I put it, so last night we made Thanksgiving food. Because why not? And,
what?
And I put butter on the Brussels sprouts, the mashed potatoes, even though they had butter in them.
So good.
Yeah. I don't know. I put butter on a lot of things, I guess. But you know, it's a lot of fat and calories in butter.
Definitely. That's why I limit my butter intake.
That's probably smart.
Margaret says we have to listen to a song called Wash Your Ass by James Cockola Superstar.
Wow.
Might have to YouTube that later.
Okay. And maybe I'll just save that little text bit. Yep. Okay. That might be a button on the soundboard eventually.
Could be. You got to wash your ass. It's really important, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, don't isolate that. It can be.
Let me just write down the time.
You know, it's important. I'm glad we don't have, good sound quality.
Ah.
You can be on the phone saying that.
Nah, it's not bad. This is way better than the phone. But yeah, I gotta.
Oh, good.
I gotta
bye,
figure
Margaret.
Out. Oh, thanks for listening. Isolate it. She says to isolate it. I like her. She can come back.
Margaret's the best.
She obviously gets it.
She does get it. But I've just been like. I don't know. A bidet would be a good time, I think. But I want a bidet that doesn't look like. I want one that doesn't look like it. It's just put on the toilet. I want it integrated with the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, I want a smart toilet.
Right. Do it all. I'll tell you. It's shocking when you. It takes some getting used to. It's a little, you know, with the water pressure and you know, it was definitely shocking, but now it's just something I'm used to. It's just, I'm not used to that
thing, huh?
I don't know. So it's like, whoa.
That, or I guess, in my next house, I could actually have a separate bidet, I guess, if I wanted it.
Yeah,
you could
have the plumber, you know, something installed like that. But then you got to get up and, I don't know, right?
Why not?
You should get the fancy one that's got it all in one.
I should.
Yeah, separate button. Next, even if the place doesn't have it, you could put
toilet.
It in. Yeah, smart toilet.
Smart toilet. I gotta have it. Because next house we move into has to have 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. So one bathroom can be the fun bathroom where you just poop.
Okay.
You know.
Now why is that one?
That one can have the bidet
just for pooping. Oh, because of the okay.
It can have the bidet and all the washings. Things, you know, and the other bathroom is just where you could take a shower and pee maybe,
but no pooping. So you got to poo.
It would be
a poo potty and okay
and a pee potty. It'll be like when I had two cats and I have three litter boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them only peed in one and pooped in the other.
Yeah.
And would not, it would not cross over.
Yeah, we got that situation here, too, with the upstairs cat, Aslan. Yeah, it's, I've never seen a cat to do that other than that, but that's interesting. That's how it goes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, like, Tulia, when I had her, she would poop in one box and pee in the other. She was very selective.
It's very particular. If you try switching the boxes, yeah. I would do that. Just really mess with them a little bit. Because, you know, they smell, you know, they have the...
No.
I just...
No, I didn't do that. That's mess. Like, I don't troll my cat.
Really?
Although sometimes I do troll my dog.
Yeah.
It's fun.
How do you get Clover? What kinds of things do you do?
So I troll him with the ball a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Fake
like,
out?
Ooh,
the
I'm
fake out?
Throw it. Aww. Like, just kidding. Yeah. I'll do the fake throw. Or, like, I'll take a toy and I'll say, I'm going to put it in my pocket. I'm going to take this away. It's mine now.
Oh,
and
no.
And then I'll walk away and he's like, wait, that's mine. Yeah. And he'll chase me and try to get it. It's real cute. But like, I don't tease him with like food and stuff.
No.
That's mean. But I definitely like troll him a little bit. He's fun.
Yeah.
He's easy to troll.
You got to do it, you know?
Yeah. It's fun to mess with your pet. You know, not in a cruel way, but just in a joking way.
No.
It's fun because I can hear myself like a couple of times in my headphones. Like I can hear myself talk, and then I can hear myself echoing talk, and then I can hear you once, and then you twice again in my headphones.
It's horrible.
It's been like the streams where I would game. In the beginning, and I didn't have control of my audio splitting, and so I would hear a delayed commentary from my microphone, and also the game audio because I couldn't separate one from the other.
Uh-huh.
So I was forced to listen to like my echoing audio, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, you just got to get through it. Yeah, it's really, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those first like I don't know like four streams where like I did that, I was like, this can't go on.
Well, I'm going to have to buy some new something here because this does not seem to be working, and we'll get it together. We'll do a test. We'll do a dry run.
I wish I'd have called in earlier. I'm sorry I was late. I was having a girl Zoom chat.
Okay, nice.
Normally we do it on Saturday, but we did it on Sunday today because we were busy yesterday.
Well, that's good to connect.
But I do like the effect of the light. Like, I can change the temperature of the light.
Yeah, yeah. Show me a little example of that. Yeah.
Because, like, I often like a little warmer temperature. You like that?
Oh,
yeah. Now I look human.
I think that's a little better. Yeah, you definitely. A little more tone. I think that's good. Yeah, that's good. Of course, no one sees this
and
on the podcast.
And my eyes won't get as tired either.
Yeah, it's a little less, yeah.
No one's going to see it, yeah.
And
but it's good.
I wish I could show you this camera where this is not, you know, this is not happening. Oh, well. I use it
maybe
all week.
You
got
to get one of those, like, newfangled cameras.
No, it works great. I've used it all week. It's been great on this device. It's just getting it on this device. But I'm going to... I took your tip there.
Are you doing that? Are you using Cam Link?
Got a nice cheap, just like you told me to, a nice cheap USB thing. And it's great.
Oh, yeah.
People are really impressed with the quality. And like this camera I just had lying around. So it's great.
Yeah, that's the only thing it's for is like for flexing on Zoom meetings.
Well, it looks better.
People on Zoom meetings.
And I like it too because I can work that because I can zoom in and out. Like I can get the shot like tighter. I don't know if I want like I don't know because sometimes I don't want people to see. I'm with this
Your
crappy
whole
little
background.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like it's just nice having control over that, and it does look good. As I always say,
it.
If you can't,
I love having control over my camera.
If you can't act professional, at least you can look professional, or something like that.
Look professional. There.
Maybe that's. I don't know which way I'm going with that. Anyways,
I always want to look professional, even if I can't act professional.
Yeah, or Amen. If I'm not professional. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today. The Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah. There it is. I wonder if I can turn up the, like, the...
Whoa, look at that.
Light on this side. Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, that's that's quite the lighting.
I mean, you can do, like, different effects, because I have two key lights, you know?
Two?
And so I can, like, turn up the light on one.
Oh, yeah. It's a little one side. That's kind of nice.
It's a little bit crazy, so I'm just going to... Just gonna turn that down a little bit.
Nice. Yeah, I like it.
Good effects.
All right.
Professional light streamer. Gotta have nice lighting.
How about it?
Gotta light my face. But I was very happy to set those up today. But I had to unplug everything in order to set them up. You know that struggle. You know
yes.
that struggle.
I just did that my whole desk, and I got everything. I've got everything. The soundboard's nice. I got a laptop here, except the audio to this device, which for some reason still doesn't work. But yeah, I had to unplug everything.
Oh,
it's a real pain.
That sucks.
I'll figure it out. We'll have to end
the show a little bit early.
Yeah, let's. And on that note, yeah. But we should. Yeah. Well, we'll do a. A test run, yeah.
We'll do a test next time. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you for joining and listening to our craziness, and hope that was entertaining.
Next time we talk, we will have a new president.
Yay!
Get us out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
Get us out of here. Stop the ride. I want to get off. You know?
Yes, please. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll catch you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.